Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
You see, we have a lefty and a righty. We've got Kylie and Trent here. They're getting ready. I'm going to give you guys a couple more throws, and then we're going to do this for real.
That's public address announcer slash DJ Brett Ooch Kunis, whose friends call him Ooch. In the auditorium of the JFK Middle School in Northampton, Massachusetts, on Sunday, the aforementioned Kylie and Trent, 8 and 9, respectively, are about to face off against each other in the Northeast Regional Yo-Yo Championships.
Are you ready?
Challenged to pull off the trapeze move, Kylie hits it flawlessly and agrees shortly thereafter to speak to the press.
I don't know. I think I was just lucky because I usually don't get trapeze and I was supposed to get it. And
You got it on your first try.
Yeah. That's what I was really happy about, that I actually got it.
She not only got it, Kylie Livernoy finished first in the tightly contested age 5 to 9 division, which, according to Brett Ooch Kunis, may constitute the beginning of a new beginning.
In the 90s, we had a world champion who was a girl. We haven't had one since. And I think that we're seeing some real promising talent coming up from Western Mass, and saw it here first.
I saw a lot of things for the first time on Sunday. Judges counting sought-after and challenging string hits with clickers and keeping strict track of how closely the movement of each high-tech ball-bearing yo-yo coincided with the beat of the accompanying music each competitor had chosen. A trick yo-yo made entirely of plumbing supplies, proud parents, and danger, about which I was warned by Brett Ooch Kunis himself.
You certainly want to look out for rogue yo-yos. That's the one thing I would look out for.
Yo-yos sailing across the
road. Yeah, exactly. You can hear in the background yo-yos crashing. For anyone who's listening, we're narrowly avoiding full contact with these yo-yos.
The culture of the yo-yo is vibrant, even rampant, in Northampton. That's thanks in large part to the efforts of Jack Finn, proprietor of the A to Z Science and Learning toy store in town. For years, Finn has provided clinics for the yo-yoers, fed them pizza, and encouraged their efforts in various other ways. Among Finn's flock is 10-year-old Shane O'Donnell, who would like to compete someday in the national championships held each fall in California. O'Donnell began yo-yoing when he was 6, and he has a plan.
Yeah, I hope to get sponsored by, a company, and I hope to be really good at yo-yoing. And you don't really make money yo-yoing, so it can't be, your main job or something. But, yeah, I love yo-yoing.
You sound very wise for your years. You've got this figured out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big round of applause. They did a great job. You are now free to roam about the building.
Yo-yoing in Northampton and elsewhere is not strictly a pastime for children, and Jack Finn's store is not just a place for kids to trade yo-yo tricks. In fact, according to Shane's dad, James O'Donnell, A2Z is the store and the stuff of legends.
We're in the toy store having class, everybody's learning their tricks, and a gentleman walked in with a gray beard, late 70s, long gray beard, longer hair. Standing around staring at all the kids. And
this is worrisome, an old man staring at all the kids, right?
Well, said, oh, this is Northampton. We don't get too shook up about any characters walking around here, you know? So he's standing there, so he asked me, can I try your yo-yo? And I said, sure, here. And he took it, and he started doing trapezes, double or nothings, and I was like, wow, look at this, you know? And I go, I got to ask you, how did you get so good? And he said he was a 1968 yo-yo champion. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I got all the kids together to come and look at him and show that, you know, there's kids 6 to late 70s, this guy was there. He was unbelievable. He was really good.
And then he disappeared.
And then he just walked away, and it was like a ghost, and we didn't even get his name or nothing. It was quite a day.
As James O'Donnell recounted for me, the legend of the ancient yo-yoer, a man who may be a legend in the making, was doing some tricks at the other end of the corridor outside the auditorium. John Robinson, a.k.a. John Robb, who'd traveled to Northampton from Delaware for the competition, was surrounded by a group of admirers, though what John Robb was doing didn't look like any yo-yoing I'd ever seen.
I've always competed in counterweight, which is the 5A division, which is strings attached to the yo-yo, but it has a counterweight attached to the end.
The string is attached to the yo-yo, but it has a counterweight attached to the end, meaning it's not attached to your finger.
Yes, sir.
Counterweight appears to me to combine the arts of yo-yoing, juggling, and three-card Monty, which, in John Robb's case at least, seems a reasonable comparison.
I don't come up here for the money. I come up here for the pats on the back, you know what I'm saying, and reputation kind of thing. But if they get money, I'll be happy to take it from them, you know, so they give it away.
I hesitate to ask because there's so many children. here, but do we see side bets? Do we see people betting on their own talent?
Sometimes. I mean, last year we had some contests with some underground betting, but it's more for like bragging rights and who's better than who type of thing in their little competition. But I mean, I do it for the pride and the recognition, of course.
That's a good thing. There were multiple divisions based on age and expertise at Sunday's regionals, but nobody who topped any of them got anything but a trophy or a medal. Apparently, that was motivation enough for John Robb, who finished first in the 5A division with a perfect score of 100, a convincing 16 points ahead of the second-place finisher. Another success in the adult division of the competition was Timothy Tilstra, who yo-yos the old-fashioned way. At 33, Tilstra said he felt no discomfort at the recognition that most of the competitors surrounding him were less than half his age.
No, I think it's great. In fact, all the kids, you know, the 10, 11-year-old kids, they're all better than me. And I think that's wonderful, you know. When I get to learn something from them, that's really great.
Tilstra says he's been seriously into yo-yoing for about 2.5 years. He writes web applications for the New York State Archives in Albany, and I asked him if holding down a full-time job put him at a disadvantage as far as practicing his passion was concerned.
Oh, no, actually, my job involves a lot of thinking, and I get up and I walk around and I play the yo-yo, I do other things to get my mind clear, to give me a better insight into my projects.
And your supervisor wouldn't mind if he or she were to walk around the corner and see you playing with a yo-yo?
My supervisor loves it. My old supervisor actually requested personally that I teach him how to solve a Rubik's Cube. So they're really a great bunch of people over there.
This sort of tolerance, even celebration, of the toy-related skills of an adult in the workplace made me wonder if it's ever necessary to outgrow yo-yoing. Jack Finn, the proprietor of the A to Z Science and Learning Toy Store, Mr. Yo-Yo himself, as far as the Northeast regionals are concerned, gave me my answer.
You don't have to. You don't have to. I didn't start yo-yoing until I was 50, so I got a really slow start.
Are you any good?
Compared to these kids, no. I'm not. Not. I'm wishing.
My story about last Sunday's Northeast Regional Yo-Yo Championships will be featured on this week's program. For a breathtaking demonstration of yo-yo mastery by John Robinson, you can visit our website, onlyagame.org. This week's program will also feature a conversation with former U.S. gymnast Dominique Dawes, who just learned that she and her teammates won an Olympic bronze medal 10 years ago. We'll handicap the Kentucky Derby, of course, or rather Jenny Reese of the Louisville Courier-Journal will, and that makes sense since she has picked the winner in 17 consecutive derbies for us. I'll be speaking with golfer Christina Kim and Sports Illustrated's Alan Shipnuck, with whom Ms. Kim has recently written Swinging from My Heels, Confessions of an LPGA Star, and we'll be hearing from Charlie Pierce and from various listeners, too, via their emails. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.